Good evening, you are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, June 1st, 2022. And this is Live Talk Diaspora Forum. I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
And I'm Chris Gande.
We would like to inform you, our listeners, that because of the coronavirus pandemic, we are not able to give you our usual show, and you will not be able to call in since we are broadcasting from our homes.
Thanks again for joining us. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America. Today, we are looking at the louder and louder calls for a diaspora vote.
The Speaker of Parliament, Jacob Mujenda, has weighed in saying that the Zimbabwe's constitution should be amended to allow people in the diaspora to vote in national elections, according to the privately owned newspaper Newsday.
The newspaper quoted Mujenda as saying amendments to the Electoral Act should clearly specify the procedures and the mechanism for registration and voting for citizens in the diaspora, adding that the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission ZEC should be empowered through the Electoral Act to censure or even disqualify political parties or candidates that act with impunity during the electoral processes.
Mudenda made these remarks in Kariba when he was addressing lawmakers and other stakeholders at a workshop discussing the Electoral Amendment Bill.
Zimbabwe has already ruled out the diaspora vote, with some senior ZANU-PF officials and state officials saying it will be difficult to conduct elections outside the country, especially in countries that imposed targeted sanctions on ruling party activists.
What's your take on this issue that we are discussing? Wongu wadiwa watereri ne watariri. Nasi nyaya turukukurukura pano inyaya ye sarudzo. Zinonzi diaspora vote kutivaruku nzekwe nyika. Vangu wachivumizu kwa kuvota. Vani munyika zava gere. Takanzwa mtawiriwe dare paramende. Wachiwezi rao pa mazgwa gara achitauru. Wane wanawezi baku wariku nzekwe nyika kutiva vumizu kwa kunge wachivota. Takanzwa wa Mujenda, wa Jacob Mujenda, mtawiri we paramende, wachitaura mkupera kwa shondo kukariba. Kwa wakataura kumusangano wa Zimbabwe Electoral Commission wa waita, wachitari saneje mtikuandu kwa kumutemo we sarudzo. Wachitaura iko kwa wakati aiwa, dai paiti kwa matane, kuti mutemo, kana utikumbire mutemo, revandu zwe, kuitina utiringa nchivumiza, kufuota kwa wana Zimbabwe, wariku nze kwe nyika. Inyaya gara ichichemwa ni wano wakawanda. Saka wangu warukuti aiwa, ndofunga ruwendo ruya, ruwe kuda kushikwa. Ruwe kuti kana mutauri ruwe paramende, haa kusimu zonye ya kadai, kurewa kuti paramende ya jisawa mabuku ayo, kuti inyaya ya wano fananga wachikurukura. Saka ndonye ya tulao tinge chikurukura nemi, muzuara nasi, Chris.
Yebo, Jonga, labala leli, siyativa na njalo kuselo lotu, loe diaspora Live Talk, lapho ke esixoxa lezalwane zeZimbabwe esihlala emazweni aphetsheya. Lamhlanje ke sikhangela udaba lokuvumela izalwane zeZimbabwe esihlala emazweni ukubana zivote zikhona le emazweni lapho esihlala khona. Lokhu kulandela ukukhuluma emhlanganweni okwenziwe ngusomlomo wedalela ePhalamende, umnumzana Jacob Mudenda, othi yena kumele abantu bavunyelwe abahlala emazweni aphetheya ukuthi bazevota. Njengehlala yenza balaleli bethu, silabahlonitshwa esibanqosileyo ukuthi basiphathise ukuxoxa udaba lolu, Jonga.
Wongu wadiwa watereri ne watariri. And all listeners, we have our first guest, that's Mr. Jen Moyo, who is based here in Washington, D.C. is one of the many voices that have been also calling for the diaspora vote. Mr. Moyo, I think you also have an organization that is advocating for diaspora vote, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, you're correct, and thank you for having me. Yeah, our organization is the Zimbabwe Diaspora Vote Campaign. You can find it on Facebook. We started it in 2012. And we have been advocating for a day like this. I think our message is starting to resonate. We can see a senior member of the Zimbabwean government the speaker, agreeing with us that it is about time that Zimbabweans in the diaspora are afforded the right to vote. This is nothing new, as we have always stressed. A lot of countries, African countries, even our neighbors, that include South Africa, Botswana, Zambia, they allow their residents to vote from wherever they are outside of the country. So this dispels the notion that we hear from other people who say that it's a difficult or mammoth task. We disagree with that because we don't have to reinvent the wheel here. We just have to consult with our neighbors on how they conduct their elections and follow suit.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru Dan Moyo. Manzwa kubva kuna vaDan Moyo vane sangano rinonzi Zimbabwe Diaspora Vote Campaign ragara richirwira kuti zvitsvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri kunze kwenyika zvinge zvichibvumidzwa kuvhota kubva mugore ra 2012 ndopa vakatanga kuita urongwa ihwo hwekurwira vhoti yevana veZimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika. Vari kuti ivo nematauriro akaita mutauriro wedare reparamende vaJacob Mudenda zvinenge zviri kuratidza kuti aiwa urongwa hwavo hunenge hwawana vanhu vari kuteerera hunenge hwave kuda kuita michero. Tinoziva kazhinji tinotarisa maruva akasadonedzwa nemhepo, totarisira michero. Ndo zvavari kutaura vaDan Moyo kuti zvinenge zvaakuita zvichiita zvakanaka. Asi munoona here zvichiitwa musarudzo dziri kuuya dzegore rino? Nokuti tinoona kuti nguva zhinji hurumende yeZimbabwe kana tatarisana nesarudzo inenge inoita zvivimbiso zvakawanda. Vamoyo.
President Mnangagwa vakati promisa way back muna 2019 vakamboshanyira kuNew York, tikavabvunza nenyaya iyoyi kuti tiri kukumbirawo diaspora vote because tinoona kuti iright yedu yekuti nesuwo tiselecte maleaders emunyika. Vakati ivo pachavo vanobvumirana nesu and vachaedza kuti elections dza2023 tinge tichipuwa mukana wekuti tivhote. Asi toziva hedu kuti maelections apadhuze, maprocesses aanotora nguva because vanhu vanofanira kuregista kuti vavhote. Vamwe toziva kuti maybe mapassports nezvichupa zvimwe zvakaexpire or things like that, vanofanira kunge vachiwana mapepa acho right kuti vakwanise kunoregista. Saka isisi tiri kuti zvinhu ngazviitiwe nespeed kuitira kuti vanhu vakwanise kuti vavhote. Ende toziva futi kuti inyaya inofanira kutanga yambopfuura nekuparlamendi because the electoral act, toziva kuti constitution yedu ya2013 inobvumidza dual citizenship and inotaura kuti all Zimbabweans vane right kuti vavhote. Saka tichaona kuti zvakuto kwavari iyo government kuti vada kuti vazofambise nespeed yakadii kuti tikwanise kuti vote next year.
Thank you so much, Chris.
Yeah, mnumzana Moyo, manje nxa ukhangele wena ibandla leZANU PF lingaba lisesaba na ukuthi livumele abantu abahlala emazweni ukuthi bavote?
I think udaba lolu is no longer about ukwesaba. I think it's all udaba lokuthi i-constitution yethu ithini. Ngoba whether iZANU iyesaba noma yesabi, i-constitution yethu ma isithi abantu banelungelo lokuvota, I think iZANU PF kumele ilandele i-constitution. Kumele yona i-aligne ama-electoral, i-electoral act le-constitution ukwenzela ukuthi abantu abangaphandle bavumele ukuvota. Ukwesaba kwabo lokhu asazi ukuthi besabani, ngoba ma kuthi bazodliwa, bazodliwa noma singavotanga thina.
Ye, manje-ke nxa sikhangele ukubana ibandla leZANU PF alivunyelwa ukuthi enye inkokheli yalo iye kwamanye amazwe, lina lithini ngalokhu ukuthi baya befuna phela labo ukuthi baze lapho emazweni anjengalapha eMelika ukuthi bazokhankasa, kodwa-ke ngenxa yama-sanctions abenelisi? Lithini lina ngalokhu?
Well, udaba lwama-sanctions, I think from kusukela kudala abantu bezana PF bayazi ukuthi ama sanctions lawa afakelwa ini njalo futhi yini okumele bayenze ukuthi ama sanctions la ayehliswa thina si lokukholelwa ukuthi if bengathi bayavumela i diaspora vote asiboni laba bantu besaliswa ngoba izidera iyasho ukuthi ile quid pro quo lingayenza okuhle lathi siyalivulela. So bona bangathi hayi lathi sesivumile ukuthi diaspora vote ibe khona thina izidere iyakwanisa layo ukuthi ithi ha okay ma kunjalo lathi abafuna ukuzokhankasa sizobavumela ukuthi bazokhankasa.
Yes, Chris, we try to bring in Mr. Frank Guni of ZANU-PF through a direct line call because he was having problems joining in with the B-Live. Guni, magadi? I was through a pen, you tinava, Den Moyo, the Sanganore, Zimbabwe Diaspora Vote Campaign, Vatina Parunare, Tributan Sros, Vakare, Clifford Sachuayo, Vanue Munori, Weze, vana veZimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika kana kudiaspora affairs mubato re-triple C vari kutarisira kuti vachapindawo zvakare muchirongwa. Nyaya tiri kukurukura ndiyo iyi yekuti takanzwa vamudhenda mutauriri weparamende vachitaura kuti dai zvaita kuti mutemo wandudzwe kuitira kubvumidze vana veZimbabwe kunge vachipinda kunovhota. What's your take on this?
Aiwa, tiri kuti zviri kufambirana neurongwa huri kutaurwa nemutungamiriri wenyika. Makanzwa President Mnangagwa vachitaura kubva kuna 2019 kuti ivo pachavo nemusangano wedu weZANU-PF vanobvumirana nediaspora vote, asi pane zviga zvinofanira kutanga zvazadzikiswa. Ivo musi unoyu pavanga vari kuDavos vakadzokorora zvezvakare kuti ivo sehurumende vakamirirawo zvakare bato redu reZANU-PF. Vanobvumirana nazvo kuti vana veZimbabwe vane mukana wekuti vange vachipiwa mukana wekuvhota kunyange vari kunze kwenyika, kureva kuti vari kudiaspora. Asi ichokwadi kuti pamutemo, mutemo uripo pari zvino haubvumire kuti vanhu vari kunze kwenyika vange vachikwanisa kuvhota kunze kwekuti vange vakaenda kunze kwenyika vachimirira hurumende kana kuti vakatumwa nenyika. Kunze kwekuti mutemo uyo wavandudzwa, diaspora vote haigone kuitika. Saka mashoko ava mudhenda, mashoko ari mugwara pakuti zvinotozoitika chete kuti vana veZimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika vakwanise kuva nemukana wekunge vachivhota kana paramende inova ndiyo ine masimba yekusandura mutemo ichinge yasandura mutemo weElectoral Act. Nokuti mutemo weElectoral Act uripo pari zvino unoti munhu wese anobvumirwa kuvhota muZimbabwe anofanira kuvhota ari muconstituents iri munyika yeZimbabwe maakanyoresa kuti ndo maanokwanisa kunge achivhota ari.
Thank you so much, Mr. Guni. Chris?
Yes, Mr. Guni, when we look at the situation in Zimbabwe, because of, you know, the economy and other reasons, people have left the country. And those people who have left the country are largely suspected to be opposition sympathizers. And as a result, we have seen, you know, a reluctance from the government to allow those people who have left the country to vote. Is it a question of the ruling party being afraid that if it allows people to vote from the diaspora, it's going to lose?
Far from it. You know, you use the two words that are very important. One of them being suspicion. It's suspected that the majority of Zimbabweans in the diaspora sympathize with the opposition. That's a suspicion. There are no facts to that effect. ZANU-PF has membership in the diaspora. In almost every country where you find Zimbabwe, there are people who support ZANU-PF there. So we are not afraid of elections as a party. That's a fact. But while it may be true that the majority of people in most Western countries at least in public, they do try to sympathize with the opposition and blame the government for everything else, even the sun shining. On the other hand, we must take cognizance of the facts on the ground. It is true that if and when the diaspora vote is approved through a parliamentary process, that is when the Electoral Act is amended to allow external constituencies to cast a vote, or external Zimbabweans outside of internal constituencies are given permission to vote under the law. If and when that happens, it is true that ZANU-PF as a party in whichever country it is outside of Zimbabwe has limited capacity to freely campaign and freely access all the services that reach out its membership compared to opposition members, because opposition members are in fact mostly protected in Western countries. They are given all the platforms and every room to participate as they freely want to, whereas membership of ZANU-PF are restricted. If we take, for example, right here in the United States, there are certain things that we as ZANU-PF members cannot do that the opposition members are allowed to do. So there is a disadvantage in that sense. However, the key problem here is the legal instruments that would allow diasporans the right to vote wherever they are, because that legal instrument is missing. The Electoral Act of Zimbabwe does not have external constituencies outside of Zimbabwe. Even diplomats, even those that are outside of Zimbabwe who have legal authority to vote using postal ballots, when their ballots go back to Zimbabwe, they go back and be counted in their respective constituencies. They just don't get counted anywhere else. So all those mechanisms have to be specified within the Electoral Act.
Yes, but only Dr. Guni, is that not the standard internationally? I thought that was the standard. Even here in the United States, if your postal vote, you are voting from wherever, your vote will go to the constituents of origin, isn't that?
Yes, that is standard
even here in the United States.
But the point I'm driving at here is that if you want to have an even electoral field, all candidates or all participating parties should have equal platforms to freely campaign, freely canvass for votes, and have the same equal platforms to access their membership and sell their manifest, their policies, so that people will have a free opportunity to freely judge and choose whichever party they want to vote for.
And Mr. Guni, before we go to Mr. Moyo, you as ZANU-PF members are already here in the United States of America. What stops you from campaigning for your party when it's time to for elections?
Well, it's not only us who are here. We also want our leadership from Zimbabwe to be able to come here and address not just us, but all Zimbabweans in the same way that opposition leaders come here, but most of our leaders cannot come here, for example, because they are prohibited under American laws.
Thank you
Whereas
so much.
Opposition leadership are allowed to come here as and when they want. In fact, the United States funds them, gives them money to come here several times a year on different occasions. But we don't have the same opportunities. You see where we are saying there need to be fairness on that level. But nonetheless, those are secondary issues. Those are administrative issues. The primary issue here is the legal premise for a diaspora vote to be allowed in Zimbabwe. That has to be addressed by the Parliament of Zimbabwe.
Thank you so much. Let's hear from Mr. Moyo. Mr. Moyo, your take?
Yeah, as I explained earlier, as far as we know, especially pertaining to the sanctions that the United States has placed on certain individuals in the government of Zimbabwe, they have clearly stated that those sanctions are on a quid pro quo basis, meaning that for any good that comes out of Zimbabwe, they are also willing to unfasten, to open up a little bit of the off of the sanctions. So in this instance, if Zimbabwe were to go through with this diaspora vote issue and legislate it like Guni is saying and it becomes law, we have no doubt in our minds that that would be viewed favorable by the United States, because it is a step in the right direction. It is a step to include all Zimbabweans in the political process. Because at this moment, right now, a lot of Zimbabweans who are out here, we are being denied our right to vote. And that is part of the reason why we have sanctions. It's not the only reason, but it is part of the reason, because it has been said that the democratic space is closed out to Zimbabweans outside the country. And if this is done in good gesture, we feel we are confident enough that the United States government will reciprocate and allow those that need to campaign to come over for that purpose.
I need to respond to that.
Would there be a need for some kind of reassurance that this will happen before?
Can I respond to that?
Yes, just a minute. I don't know what happened here.
The sanctions are based on a quid pro quo. You do good, we'll lift some of the sanctions. And this is just an example of doing good by the Zimbabwean government, which can result in the U.S. loosening the sanctions on individuals that need to come and campaign.
Okay. So, Mnumzana, ngesindebele, nxa sikhangele udaba lona lolo lokuvunyelwa ukuvota kwezizalwane zeZimbabwe. Siyabona ukubana ikhona inkokheli yebandla leZANU-PF engavunyelwayo ukufika kwamanye amazwe. Manje, bavume njani bona bezehluleka ukuthi bayikhankase emazweni wona lawo abangavunyelwa khona?
Yeah, into kumele siqakathekise kakhulu la yikuzibuza ukuthi ama-sanctions lawa kahle kahle ama-demands akhona iwaphi. Yiziphi izinto amazwe afana le-United States afuna ukuthi zenzakale eZimbabwe before bakhiphe lama-sanctions. So udaba lolu olwe-diaspora vote ngolunye udaba olukhona phakathi kwalama-sanctions ukuthi i-United States ithi linalicindezela abantu benu ngokungabavumeli ukuthi bavote bengaphandle. So thina silekholelo lokuthi i-United States yona ithi lingenza okuhle lathi siyalusela ama-sanctions ngabo. So lokhu okwe-diaspora vote yinto enhle kakhulu. So if bengayenza, silethemba lokuthi i-United States layo izolusela ama-sanctions alabo bantu abafuna ukuze lapho kuzokhampeni.
Ah, thank you so much, Jonga.
Yes, regarding kuna vaguni vanenge vangovachiti varoda kupindura.
Yes, chekutanga, in the first instance, let me respond to what my friend Mr. Moyo was saying. For starters, he cannot claim to be the spokesperson for the American government. He does not have that authority to say, well, if you do the Parliament of Zimbabwe, actually he misspoke when he says if the ZANU-PF changes the constitution and allows the diaspora vote, then the Americans will reciprocate. For starters, the constitution can only be changed by Parliament, not ZANU-PF per se. Secondly, Mr. Moyo cannot speak on behalf of the American government. The ZIDERA or the sanctions for Zimbabwe are an act of Parliament here in the United States. They can only be changed by at least 2/3 of the U.S. House of Representatives and the Senate. So it's not just an easy quid pro quo statement as easy as that. That's a fact. So let's get our facts straight and let's speak factually to the listeners so that people understand the stakes at hand. That's the first instance. The second issue, in the current legal provisions in Zimbabwe under the Electoral Act, all Zimbabweans have a right to vote as long as you're 18 years and above. The only limitation is that if you're outside of Zimbabwe, you have to go back to Zimbabwe to go and register so that you are properly as required by the law, registered in a proper constituency in Zimbabwe. That's the legal provision right now. So as it is right now, if Mr. Moyo wants to vote next year, he has the right to go back to Zimbabwe and register and then travel back to go and vote. Let's get that clear. It's available right now. So let's make Zimbabweans, let's give Zimbabweans facts and information as it obtains on the ground. But what our Speaker of Parliament, Honorable Mudenda, was saying is that we need to change the Electoral Act to enable Zimbabweans who are outside of Zimbabwe to have access to the same registration processes as Zimbabweans who are already in the country. Because if we finish the provisions that we are working on right now, it too will be possible for Zimbabweans, let's say here in the United States, to register at given locations. But as long as they are properly registered through the normal processes of the government of Zimbabwe, and then when voting time comes, the same would apply. That's what Comrade Mudenda is advocating for. And this is what we have been saying as ZANU-PF ourselves. This is what President Mnangagwa has been saying since 2019. It's exactly the same thing.
Thank you, Mr. Gwene.
I wanted to clarify that point and make sure people understand what we are talking about.
Thank you.
And suppositions.
Thank you so much. Chris?
Yeah, I was saying, Mr. Moyo is not saying he represents the U.S. government, but he says, according to the rules of engagement in sanctions, you do something good, the government relaxes them.
It doesn't work like that. You know, like I explained, it takes 2/3 of the House of Representatives and the United States Senate to change the legal provisions under which Zimbabwe has been put under sanctions by the United States. Okay? It's a very long process for that to happen. We are having elections in less than 9 months in Zimbabwe. I don't see the American Congress sitting down, mastering 2/3 majority to change provisions about sanctions on Zimbabwe when we are heading towards elections right here in the United States. I don't see that happening. That's what I meant when I said Mr. Moyo has to state the facts as they are. Let's not mislead people. Let's not put words into the American government's provisional mouthpiece. It's a very, very long process. We know about countries that have been sanctioned by the United States and what it took or what it takes for them to even loosen a little bit of sanctions. So let's not have delusional views here. We are doing this for Zimbabwe, not for the American or for any other people. We as ZANU-PF, we want the diaspora vote to exist so that all Zimbabweans have an equal platform to participate in the democracy of Zimbabwe, not to please some Western government or some other country. That's not the point. And we know for sure that it's going to take a very, very long time for the Americans to remove the sanctions. Even if you read Sidera, there's no way in Sidera where it says, if you change your electoral act, then we are going to remove these sanctions. It doesn't say that. That's what I meant when I said Mr. Moyo cannot be the spokesman of the Americans because what's written
Mr. Moyo,
in the law that governs the sanctions is not the same as what
I never purported to be a spokesman of the United States. I simply stated the facts as they are, as they have been presented by the U.S. government whenever this issue of sanctions has arisen. In all discussions, they have said that these sanctions are on a quid pro quo basis. Now, Guni, on the other hand, is the one now who purports to speak for the Americans as to when they are willing to do the pro, if there is a quid. As far as we know, if Zimbabwe shows that it is ready to allow its citizens to vote from outside the country, this issue of those people being allowed to come into the country should not take as long as what Guni is trying to to suppose here. On because if you look at it, especially if you look at for instance the United Nations, ED is sanctioned to come to America, but he comes every year. If he wants to campaign, he can even do the same thing that he does when he gets here. He meets Wonabo Kuni, he meets with them every time, every year he's in this country. If he really wants to campaign, what would stop him from campaigning? So let's not try to hide behind a finger and act on getting this thing pushed through. Because what we are doing now is we are already criticizing the process before it even starts. I think what Mutenda meant was Zimbabwean parliamentarians need to get together and align the Electoral Act to our constitution. The moment that is done, that's one bridge crossed. Now let's wait for the other bridge to see what is going to happen with the issue they are raising of their candidates being able to come and campaign. Why are we putting the cart before the horse?
Hmm. Thank you so much. Mr. Guni, what's your response?
Yes, Mr. Guni, you can go ahead.
The president comes to the United Nations because they are legal provisions.
Guni, voice renya, amena kutira dzikanei, alright, taura itinzwe.
Tiri kuti mutungamiriri wenyika vanouya ku United Nations gore negore sezvikutaurwa navamwe because pane mitemo inoti chero nyika dzakaitwa masanctions neAmerica dzinouya kuUnited Nations. United Nations ground haikondirorwe neAmerica nguva yemameeting eUnited Nations. That's why the president can come there. That's why we have to travel to go and meet with the president in New York. That the president cannot come to DC. That's a fact. Saka haikona kutaurira vanhu manyepo. Don't mislead the people. I want to repeat again. Isusu says ZANU-PF. Tiri kuda kuti diaspora vote iitike so that vana veZimbabwe vawane mikana yakaenzana regardless yekwavari. Vamudenda vachitaura ku dare reparamende. Musakangana kuti vamudenda vakaappointwa nehurumende yakaiswa neZANU-PF. We know what we are doing. We know what we are talking about. We are the ones who want the diaspora vote for the benefit of Zimbabweans, not for the benefit of Western countries or for the benefit of whichever a country that is anti-Zimbabwe. That's not why we are doing the diaspora vote. We have a process. I already mentioned this before. Panashumezhurongwa, ZANU-PF, working with the government of Zimbabwe, through the diaspora policy, through the Zimbabwe diaspora desk, which is in the Foreign Affairs Ministry, we are in the process, as we speak right now, of gathering data. Yokuti munyika yega yega iri outside of Zimbabwe, kune vana veZimbabwe vakawanda kupi. Uye tingawa wana say, how can we capture data? Rukuziya kuti, for example, in the United States, maZimbabwe ndari muno akawanda say, how many Zimbabweans are in Atlanta, for example? How many Zimbabweans are in the state of Pennsylvania or the state of New York or in the DC area? We want to get that data first so that once Parliament finishes its legal provisional process of amending the Electoral Act, we then quickly move in to say, okay, we already know where Zimbabweans are and how to access them. Now let's operationalize the legal instrument that Parliament would have put in place. To say, okay, now how do we quickly register this Zimbabwe? Remember, there is a time frame between the registration of Zimbabweans and their ability to vote in the forthcoming election. There is a time limit. We are racing against time. And we want to make sure that if and when Parliament goes ahead and fast-tracks this process, and if it's done in due time for the elections in 2023, we should be able to register Zimbabweans so that they can participate in the upcoming elections. But we are running out of time. Nonetheless, we also should not miss out the facts as they are. Let's stick to the facts and tell people the truth. Let's not use speculation. There are processes, there are two different processes. There is an administrative process that we have already started working with the government of Zimbabwe. Then there is the legal process that Parliament has to do. Because Vatirikuita isusu chokuwana kuti vanhu vari kupi, vakagara kupi, tingava wana say, kana diaspora vote yava ready. dressage cannot work unless and until the Electoral Act is amended in Zimbabwe.
Nyaya imwe yatiri kuona inyaya yekuti vari mune zvematongerwo enyika munenge muchiwanda nemumwe. Nguva zhinji tinoona kuti kana yanguva yesarudzo ndopanobuda zvivimbiso and all that. What I'm saying is, Mr. Guni, when it's election time, that's when we see those in authority, especially the ruling party, coming up with promises, and these promises will never be fulfilled after elections. Is this not one of the promises, the empty promises?
No, it's not. Like I said before, since President Mnangagwa came to power, even prior to his coming to power, we had already started as ZANU-PF. We had already started advocating for the diaspora vote. There is this misnomer somewhere where people think that because of people that are outside of Zimbabwe, they seem to sympathize more on with the opposition, therefore ZANU-PF is afraid of allowing a diaspora. That's not true. We as ZANU-PF, we actually do want the diaspora vote to manifest, because we also don't want to have to pay an airline ticket to go and register back home, and then we have to fly there to go and vote. We don't want to go through all that hassle just to be allowed to exercise our legal right, which is enshrined in the Constitution of Zimbabwe. That's why we have been pushing for this. When President Mnangagwa was here, Mr. Moyo was actually in that meeting when President Mnangagwa promised that he would do everything he can to ensure the diaspora vote. And as I alluded to just a few minutes ago, when President Mnangagwa was in Davos just this past month, at the end of this month, he repeated the same statement that he is doing everything he can administratively as the executive to ensure Kutivana Zimbabwe, who are in the diaspora, are given the right and the permissions necessary to vote. However, there are limitations to that. The president has limited powers when it comes to the Electoral Act. Only parliament has the power to change the constitution. The president cannot change the constitution. The president can only put in place the administrative necessary mechanisms, but that can only be operationalized once the actual legal instrument, the act that governs the operations of elections in Zimbabwe, is amended, and that is preserved of the Parliament of Zimbabwe. And I'm glad that the Speaker of Parliament, who is part of us as the ruling party, is spearheading. You can see that ZANU-PF is doing this. We're not afraid of the opposition. We don't care how many opposition supporters are in the diaspora. We are very confident of our membership in the diaspora. And we want to show the world that regardless of where we are, we stand with our party, we stand with the principles of the struggle for Zimbabwe.
Pakaoma parikunzwikwa. Asi tichitarisa hedu, Mr. Moyo, looking at the time frame, because there are processes that need to be done before the law is, before the amendment is enacted into law. There should be public hearings and all that with the parliamentary committees and all that, meeting with people. Do you see, or do you think there's still enough time for all that?
Yeah, the unfortunate part, Jonga, is that we have been pushing for a diaspora vote, like I said, for the past decade. And the pushback has always come from ZANU-PF. So like you say, it's probable one of those shallow promises they are making towards the elections, because they know that with the stringent timeline, it might be impossible for all those processes you are mentioning to be put in place for us to be ready to conduct elections from Zimbabwe. But I always believe that where there is a will, there is a way. If the Zimbabwean parliamentarians are serious about this issue and they see the importance of Zimbabweans outside who contribute significantly into the Zimbabwean economy, if they see the value of us having a voice in the political dispensation in Zimbabwe, then they will make haste they will make sure that these processes are done expediently so that we can get to that position that maybe by the end of the year we can be registering and getting Zimbabweans registered and getting ready to vote when the elections come. Mm-hmm. This is yet again another way of ZANU-PF now trying to hide behind the finger and say, oh, we just didn't have enough time. If we raised this issue in 2019, why is Mtenda only talking about it now when there's less than a year left to go to the elections? If they were serious, if ED himself was serious about this issue, he should have made sure when he left here that he makes that proposal to the parliamentarians so that they can align the Electoral Act to the Constitution. I don't think there is a need to amend the Constitution in this instance because the Constitution is already clear that all Zimbabweans have a right to vote. It's just the Electoral Act that needs to be aligned. So you want to tell me that 6 months from now to December, they can't do all that and get people registered if there is a will. I think if there's a will, there's a way. Unless if this is just another ruse, just to pull wool over people's eyes.
Just a couple of things there. Okay. Just a couple of things there.
Mr. Guni, before you respond, I wanted to give Mr. Moyo the opportunity to explain the same in East Ndebele.
Okay.
Yeah, I think you should go to La Pogules Piso corner. Isn't just Yenze. We might discuss this now. It's shorter, more of course. Utavalodo Alkarangizolo. Utala si demanda it diaspora vote. Jehova and Chile Kaleni. Inshangano ye to Zimbabwe diaspora vote campaign. Saikana 2012. That's 10 years ago. Siloku sikokota ukuthi sicela ukuthi sinikezwe ilungelo lethu lokuvota. So into engiyishoyo ukuthi ma ukuthi iParliament isizimisele ukuthi ngoba isikhathi sonke abantu ade besala bepusha back yiba abantu bezana yiba ade bengafuni ukuthi diaspora vote inikezwe ilungelo labo. And then now sebebuya sokusela isikhathi esifitshane. Ukhetho lukhona next year kulapha sebesithi khona oh yeah we think ukuthi i-diaspora kumele ivunyelwe ukuvota. So bakhuluma ngaluphi ukhetho ke ma besazi ukuthi ama-processes akhona athatha isikhathi eside ukuthi alokhuze alungise ukwenzela ukuthi abantu banikeze i-time i-right yabo yokuthi bavote. Ngoba yes, of course, kumele kube le registration process njengoba uchilo Jonga. Kumele iParliament layo kube le debate eParliament baze bavumelane. But engikushoyo ukuthi if everyone is in agreement, ma wonke umuntu evuma, angiboni mina udaba lolu lungadonsa isikhathi eside. Ma kuyukuthi bazimisele ukuthi into le yenzeke ngo-23 izoyenzeka. But ma kuyukuthi baphomba ukukhuluma nje ukuphomba ukuvala abantu ngobulembu ukwenzela ukuthi abantu bacabanga ukuthi ZANU-PF ithi yona isi-right isivumela izizalwane ukuthi zivote zingaphandle. Well, abenze sibone ukuthi bazimisele okunganani.
Thank you so much, Chris. I think Mr. Guni needs to respond.
Yes.
Mr. Moyo. Oh, I was still have that air question.
I don't know. I think it's coming from there because here I only have one gadget, which is the laptop I'm using here.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, while you... Okay. I think you can give platform to Mr. Guni. You wanted to respond before I interrupted him for Mr. Moyo to explain in this endeavor.
Okay. No, let Mr. Guni respond because my question will be directed to Mr. Moyo.
Okay. Mr. Guni?
Yeah, so like I said again, please, we are doing this for Zimbabwe. It's very important that we give people accurate information. Yes, we started the diaspora thing, but it has taken quite some time, probably more than what we anticipated. But for Mr. Moyo to simply blame ZANU-PF is not being genuine. He's being disingenuous. His party, or whichever he belongs to now, I don't know which one he belongs to, the MDC, before the split and CC and so forth, even now CC and MDC They are still in parliament. None of them, not even one of the MPs for the opposition, has drafted a single amendment to the Electoral Act. So let's not just say it's done.
Yes, Mr. Moyo, my question to you was that there are some critics of the diaspora vote who say that the opposition is not putting enough pressure on the government to make the necessary reforms, which include the diaspora vote. What's your take?
I concur. I agree completely with them. We have some members of parliament who do not believe that we should have the right to vote. It's simple, straightforward. In both parties, for that matter, because yes, there was a time the opposition had the majority in parliament, and they could have passed laws to align the electoral act to the constitution. They did not do it. They went to parliament and they slept there. They were enjoying the soft seats there in parliament and the coupons they get, and they forgot that there is a fight to be made for the diaspora vote. We did not stop from pushing our parliamentarians to table this issue in parliament. We did everything we could, but for whatever reasons, they did not follow through. And yes, we might blame ZANU-PF because they have the majority and they've been the ones who have been most loud. The opposition has always said they advocate for diaspora vote, though they did not do much in parliament, as you are stating. And so, yes, I agree completely. We dropped the ball as the opposition. We did not see the leadership back home, did not see the importance of prioritizing the agenda for the diaspora vote.
Yes, Chris, you want to throw a question or I can go ahead?
Yeah, you can go ahead.
Okay, I wanted to ask Mr. Moyo, what big difference does this diaspora vote bring to the Zimbabwean electoral field?
Oh, it's a huge, huge, huge difference. Remember, there are statistics out there that peg the Zimbabweans in the diaspora in the region of 4 million. Now, if we have a constituency of 4 million people, you know that in Zimbabwe right now, if I look at the votes that were counted in 2018, they were less than 5 million. So that means that if we come as the diaspora, we are bringing in more than 80% to the last count that was there. So this is a huge constituency. Whoever wins the hearts and minds of the diaspora will win the elections in Zimbabwe, because we constitute the largest constituency amongst all the constituencies in Zimbabwe.
Thank you so much. Guni, the same question is, yakakosha zvakadi diaspora kuti inga chemerwa?
Kwatiri yakakosha nekuti inopa kodzero vana vese veZimbabwe mkana yakaenzana avo vari kunze kwenyika kuti vange vachiexercise ma rights avo kana kuti kodzero yavo yekuvota. Ndozvakakoshera izvozvizvi. Isusu sezvandambotaura semusangano weZANU-PF, tinoda kuti nhengo dzedu dzemusangano dziri kunze kwenyika dziwanewo mukana wekuti dziexercise vhoti yadzo yekuvhotera vamiririri mungava muparamendi kuti tinoda vanangana kuti vatimiririre kumushako. Ndo zvatiri kuda chete izvozvezvi. Zvekuti hanzi kudiaspora kune vanhu 4.5 kana 5 million hazvitityise uye hatina chokwadi nazvo. We don't necessarily agree with those numbers. That's why we as ZANU-PF are currently enumerating in conjunction with the government of Zimbabwe. We are currently enumerating Zimbabweans that are in the diaspora using various forms to try and track and identify where Zimbabweans are located, so that it nova ne a general more visible idea yekuti vana vari veZimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika vakawanda sei uye vari kupi. That will give us a better view yekuti vanhu vedu vari kunze kwenyika vakawanda sei, so that process kana dzaakuitwa dzokuti vanhu vazonyoreswa vavhote. Vaterekedzai ndidzokere, vakandemiri ndidzokere kunyaya yakakosha zvikuru kwazvo kuti musakangana kuti mutemo wenyika pari zvino une zviga zvekuti pane mitemo inonzi kana ikasandurwa inofana kutora nguva yakati kuti izokwanisa kushandiswa musarudzo dzekuteera. That's why isu seZANU-PF we are really pushing very hard kuitira kuti mutemo uyu uvandudzwe. Asi tinoda cooperation yeopposition kuparamendi. Yes, tine majority, but same mutemo unonakira nyika yese. In a way, tose tiri kubvumirana vana veZimbabwe. Vangava eopposition, vangava isusu vebatori riri kutonga. In general, maZimbabwe yese tinobvumirana kuti zvinogozhira vana veZimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika kuti akwire atenge tickets kuti andonyoresa kumusha kuti ndoda kuzonovhota ndiri kwaMurewa. Time yesarudzo okwira otenga futi tickets nokuti aende kunovhota. Aiwa, kati tiri kuti vana veZimbabwe ngavapuwe mukana uyo kuti vavhote vari kuno kunze kwenyika nekuti vari kubatsira mudevelopment yenyika nenzira dzakasiyana-siyana. Uye tinoda kuti vanyatsokusisaiza marights avo, demokrasi vanyatsokushandira mwana wese weZimbabwe zvisinei kuti ari kupi. Asi hazvititadzise izvozvo kutaura zvipingamupini zvatinotarisira kusangana nazvo. Kutaura tinosanganira kuti isusu semusangano weZANU-PF vazhinji vemusangano wedu vari kumusha uko havapiwe mukana yakakwana yekuti vaendewo kune dzimwe nyika vachinokambena nokutaurawo nevatsigiri vavo kana vasati vava vatsigiri vavo kuti vakuti vakwezve vachiuya kumusangano kwedu vagotivhotera. Hazvitisaidze kutaura izvozvo, but none the less, even pane zvipingamupini izvozvo, tiri kuti isu seZANU-PF sezvinotaurwa nemutungamiriri wedu, mutungamiriri wenyika President E.D. Mnangagwa, kuti tinoda kuti vana veZimbabwe vese vave nekodzero yokuvhota. Asi mukana watiinawo mushomanana zvikuru watsara. Ndingangoti in practical terms we are talking of something like 3 or so months kuti zviitwe, kana tiri kuda kuti diaspora vhoti ishande pasarudzo dzemutungamiriri wenyika gore rinouya. Otherwise, if we miss that 3 month gap, hapasisina tinoita kutostarisira sarudzo inouya nemabielections achauya. Even if that's the case, tinoda kuti prosesi ive pamutemo wesarudzo, nokuti mutemo wesarudzo ndiwo unokondrora kuti sarudzo inoshandiswa sei munyika. Hongu constitution kune rovapupiro remutemo rinoti mwana wese weZimbabwe ane kodzero yekuvhota. Asi iyo constitution zvakare inotaura kuti panofanira kunge paine mutemo unoita operationalize that constitutional provision. Mutemo uyo ndo mutemo wesarudzo unonzi Electoral Act. Saka tiri kuti mutemo uyu wakakosha zvikuru kwazvo kuti pauri kuvaundudzwa apa ngauvandudzwe uchitarisa zvese izvi zvakakoshera kuti vana veZimbabwe vaparticipate musarudzo yakajeka, musarudzo inopa vana vese veZimbabwe mukana yakaenderana.
Thank you, Aguni Maita Basa. Regai tizwe kuti vagande vatakwanisa kuvabata here parunhare nekuti mushini unenge watidonhei. Saka ndazvoita vekufonera pafoni. Vagande, muri kutinzwa here?
Yes, Jonga, I can hear you.
Ndakuremekedzai kuti vagande nekuti handichakuonai. Ndingazoti vagande ndajaira kuti Chris novandadairwa navagande baba. Yes, manzwa zviri kutaurwa navaguni, wanzwa Chris zviri kutaurwa navaguni. Maybe ungangokanda mubvunzo kuna vaguni kana kuna vamoyo.
Okay, I don't see Mr. Moyo. Is he on?
Yeah, he's there. Taura hako vanokunzwa.
Okay. Ye, mnumzana Moyo uyamuzwa lapha uDokotela Guni uyakhuluma lapha ngendaba yokuthi hayi isikhathi singani sesidliwe ngumangoyi ukuthi kulungise indaba yokhetho le. Wena ukubona kwakho isikhathi esiseleyo siyayenza yini ukuthi kulungiswe abantwana beZimbabwe abahlala phandle kwelizwe benelise ukuthi bayovota ngomnyaka ozayo?
Yeah, well, enye into uDokotela Guni ayichiloyo uthe yena if kule nyanga lezi ezintathu ezizayo kungazange kuthathwe i-action then singagcina singakhonanga ukuthi abantu bakwazi ukuvota for ukhetho lolo luzayo next year. So ngivumelana laye uGuni ukuthi kuqakathekile kakhulu ukuthi ama-parliamentarian ethu eZimbabwe athathe udaba lolu olulethwe ngu-speaker uMdenda baluqakathekise kakhulu ukwenzela ukuthi ama-processes okumele enziwe ekhaya uku-aligna i-electoral act to i-constitution kungabi yinto ezothatha isikhathi eside kakhulu sigcine singasakwazi ukuthi ama-processes wonke enziwe kahle. So thina esikuthokozelela kakhulu ukuthi for the longest now at least iZANU-PF alokuyicela bengafuni ukusilalela. So siyakujabulela lokho kakhulu ine ngiyajabulela ukuthi laye uguni njengoba esho ukuthi umongameli umnangagwa laye uvumelana lakho umbono wethu lo ukuthi izizalwane zeZimbabwe zibe lelungelo lokuthi sivote. Into esiyamukela kakhulu le, into enhle kakhulu le. Ngakho mina ngiyakujabulela kakhulu, ngiyakuthokozelela. Osokumele sikwenzeke yikho ke ukuthi sicele amaZimbabweans, I would like to urge amaZimbabweans angaphandle ukuthi badobhe amafoni bakontakte ama-representative abo MP babo ekhaya ngathi. Ukuthi nayi opportunity isivulekile la, sesicela ukuthi nawe yenzani umsebenzi wenu lani lipushe kudaba lolu ukwenzela ukuthi sikwazi ukuthi sivote singaphandle eminyakeni ozayo.
Thank you so much, Mr. Moyo. Mr. Guni, our time is running out. Tinoda kunzwa kuti pashoko ramuri kutaura imi kuti munofunga kuti nguva inogona kutadza kukwana nekuti panoda nguva. Chii chikuru chamungafunga kuti chingadzosera kumashure, nekuti kaona kuti paramende yakangosimudza motion yekuti mutemo uyu utariswe, vanogona kutozviita mukati memwedzi mumwe chete kuchiitwa mapublic hearings, nekutodzoka konyorwa gwaro rinonyorwa iroro rinenge richizotsanangura zvabuda mupublic hearings zvakutotanga kufambiswa. Chii chikuru chamungafunga kuti chingatadzisa kupesana kwemapato ezvematongerwo enyika here?
Ndaandiri kuti chikuru chinganonotsa iprocess yedare reparamende kuti vanyatsobvumirana, nekuti zvatinoziva panosadorwa mutemo pane maprocesses, pane zvinhano zvinotorwa zvekuti nyaya dzinongoendeswa kumakomiti, makomiti otenderera nenyika achibvunza vanhu, uye makomiti ayo ozodzoka otarisa kuti zvinoenderana here nebumbiro remutemo, zvozoenda kunovhoterwa neparamende, zvobva kudare reparamende zvoenda kudare resenete, zvozoenda kumutungamiriri wenyika kuti zvisainwe. Saka prosesi iyoyo ndo yatinotyira kuti inogona kunonotsa zvinhu. Uye chimwe chatinotyirawo ndezvekuti ivo vadare vedu muparamende ava vanogona kusawirirana maprovisions kana pari zvinodiwa kuti mutemo unyatsovandudzwa ugopa ZEC inova ndiyo bazi rehurumende rinosungirwa kunge richimhanyisa maelections kuti richazozviita sei mukugadzirisa kunyoreswa kwevanhu nokuona kuti bhuku revavhoti riri kushandiswa munyika ndo rimwe chete here rine vanhu vari kudiaspora, uye vanhu vese vari munyika nevari kunze vanokwanisa here kuongorora bhuku revavhoti kuti mazita avo nemaconstituents wavo zvakanyorwa. Saka ndotya kuti izvozvo zvimaprocesi izvozvezvo ndo zvinogona kunonotsa. Asi sezvandataura, kunyange tikatadza kushandisa mukana unoyu pasarudzo yatiri kutarisa yegore rinouya, tinoda kuti mukana uyu ushandiswe kuti mutemo uvandudzwe, nekuti kana mutemo wangu vandudzwa chete, izvi maadministrative processes zvinogona kuzoitwa kumashure, uye hasi zvinhu zvinotora nguva yakareba kana tiine chido chekuti diaspora vhoti inge ichivapo, vana vezimbabwe vasagozherwa nekuexercisa marit avo ekuvhota. Zvandataura kuti hatidi kuti vana vezimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika vangava vanosaruta still vanopata vanosapota 60 vanosapota MDC whatever
vaguniotoda kuti vave nomukana wakakwana. Nguva yedu inenge yatiza sezvinogara zvichitaurwa nemumwe wangu Chris Gande kuti hatina extra time, nguva iye inenge yabva yangosvika kwamvura yacheka makumbo. Ndofunga Chris, kana uine zvokumubvunza wokungokandira vamoyo 30 seconds kuti vatipindure.
Ya, mnumzana Moyo, ungagqiba uhlelo ngokusitela nje amafitshane ukuthi kuyini ofuna kwaziwe izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezihlala emazweni ngendaba yenale diaspora vote.
Ya, mina ngifuna ukuthi izizalwane zeZimbabwe zibone udaba lolu njenge-opportunity esivulekile. Ngakho-ke si-encourage ukuthi wonke umZimbabweni ongaphandle adinge i-phone number ka-MP wakhe wesigaba sakhe amfonele. Kumele udaba lolu silukhuphule kube yinto ekhulunywayo phakathi kwezizalwane zeZimbabwe ukuthi nansi opportunity yokuthi amaZimbabweans labo athole ilungelo labo lokuvota, babekwazi ukuthi ama-delay angaba kuphi njengoba ugunetshilo, sikwazi ukuthi sikulungise lo.
Thank you so much, Mr. Moyo. Chris, tabva tangosvika kumagumo echirongwa chedu. Tinotenda zvikuru vaDan Moyo nesangano reZimbabwe Diaspora Vote Campaign. pamwechete nava Frank Guni ve Zanu PF. Anokuoneka ene mufaro ndini Jonga Kandemiri ndiri mu Washington DC.
Lami oyeno u Chris Gandhi ngisithi yasidibaneni njalo ngevike ezayo lilani.